Good morning, America. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for the Old Glory Network podcast. Thank you for tuning in for another message of common sense values designed to make Old Glory great again. I want to begin today's message with a poem written by a friend of mine, Cecil D. Perkins, called An Old Rebel Soldier. In the state of Alabama, on the back row of a pew, in a little country church house, where as a child he grew. Well, he sat an old rebel soldier who knew his days were few, closed his eyes in Jesus, saying, "Take me, I am through." Proud he was of serving Dixie, and proud to wear the gray. Loyal to the South he was until his dying day. He lost one eye at Bull Run and a leg at Shiloh Hill. His best that he gave for Dixie, and that was his greatest thrill. But you won't read about him on the newsstand or see him on TV. Those not fit to call his name tear statues down of Robert E. Lee. Oh, I wish he could see us now and hear the church bells ring on streets down south where men walk hand in hand with friends like Martin Luther King. And when you sing Dixie and the tears fill your eyes, remember death before dishonor is mankind's greatest prize. Now on that pew where the rebel sat and made his peace with God, ask that we remember Dixie and the death march that he trod. Remember, too, the brave men that gave that rebel yell and that valiant general on a gray horse who led the charge through hell. But you won't read about him on the newsstand or see him on TV. Those not fit to call his name tear statues down of Robert E. Lee. Oh, I wish he could see us now and hear the church bells ring on streets down south where men walk hand in hand with friends like Martin Luther King. And when you sing Dixie and the tears fill your eyes, remember death before dishonor is mankind's greatest prize. Author Cecil D. Perkins. Now, I'd like to finish with a little something I wrote on January the 18th, 2021, after reading this poem. And here it is. The Civil War began 160 years ago. Over six generations have passed. Now, I am 81 years of age, and I have known people who lived 125 or 30 years ago. I am still amazed at how many people really do not know what really caused the Civil War. Still a lot of confusion. Truth is, we cannot trust what historians tell us about our history. The first writer of historical events rarely get it right. And then, as generations go sliding by, future writers begin to rewrite history over and over again. Now, most of our history is depicted as what current writers want it to reflect from a politically correct viewpoint. Most of us just want it correct. True history should be reflected truthfully. the way it really happened, not some writer's desire to make it sound better or worse, just the facts, ma'am. The old-timers I have known were generally in agreement that slavery, the slavery issue, was not as big a deal as it was reported as the cause of the war. It was part of it, certainly, but many of them thought states' rights and or the federal government being able to dictate to the states what they must do was a bigger part of it. But today's history depicts slavery as the main and or the total reason for the Civil War. Slavery was a fact of life back then, folks. It was wrong, but knowledge of right and wrong through the ages was not always as clear. It evolved, and eventually knowledge caught up with virtue and biblical reasoning. Gradually, our forefathers came to the realization that slavery was barbaric and must end. And they did end it. Now, we should be bragging about that. Not that slavery occurred, but that we ended it. The author of The Old Rebel Soldier recognized the honor and bravery of Robert E. Lee, while at the same time acknowledging with respect that Martin Luther King has streets named for him, and properly so. While at the same time honoring an old rebel soldier who sacrificed his life fighting for what he thought was right 160 years ago. There's a proper place in history for both of them. And we should never act as if history should be altered or erased because of political correctness in another time of history. If you erase history, you tarnish the future. Good day. Before we sign off, we want to remind you that if you are a conservative, then you will want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. But if you are not a conservative, then you need to listen. Call your friends and relatives and encourage them to listen. If you love America the way I do, then help us keep it. You can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, and Amazon. And if you wish to order his CD called Cowboy's Revenge, man, it's a good one. Email Wayne Ahart at weahart@gmail.com. Now, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It's no cost to you. And leave a 5-star review. Man, I would appreciate it. Visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com. And happy trails till we meet again next week.